This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. In case you haven't heard the news, our secret show is back. Yeah. And not only is our secret show back, and if you were already subscribed to it, because it's been a while since we'd done one, we started it back up about a month ago, right? There's four of them so far. It's downloading. You know, sometimes you have to say, yes, I still want to be subscribed, but go to Odyssey. And type in Sarah and Vinny Secret Show or just Secret Show, and it should pop right up for you, and you can listen to them there. But they're we're back, baby. And they're good. And we've given out some top world-class advice to some people. And if you've got any kind of problem, any kind of situation you might find yourself in, email it to us. We would love to bat your situation around. Just email it to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
Let us use you for content, please.
Yes, please. Your problems are way more interesting to us.
Yep. No, we love it. It's a super fun show to do. I think the first four shows back are all worth a listen. They're all
the
good.
The V Hale one last week,
yeah,
crazy great. Like she's something, that V Hale. What the hell?
Yeah, she is.
Yep.
Yeah, she is. Sorry, go ahead. Hit me again.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Today's weather, sunny and perfect. It's going to be warm and maybe a little wind, but it's really nice out. Heat on the way, though, for next week, so...
Oh boy.
Like me, you may have to get your air conditioners fixed. I certainly got that done yesterday, and thankfully it's off my list now.
Whew. Oh, so did you get a refrigerant top off?
Yes.
Fantastic,
the guy came out,
Vinny.
He took a look at everything. I changed my filters and the ceiling and the whole thing. I'm done. Off.
Woo!
Checked. First story. You know, we've talked earlier about the way that online hate is like a swarm or a mob sort of mentality, and it sucks. I think it's just stinky and it's terrible, and I don't like that about our culture. On the other side, when something goes badly like that and you see an entire community rally for good,
it can be very inspirational.
It can be incredible. So this story is about a cookie store called Confections in East Texas. Have you heard of Confections?
I have not, my friend.
Okay. I don't think they did the best job naming their place, but, you know, all right. Yeah, let's not be critical yet, right?
Sure, okay. Mm-hmm. Confections.
A bakery in East Texas posted a photo on Facebook of rainbow cookies for Pride Month. It is Pride Month, if you didn't know. And they got a ton of hate for it. They caught a bunch of crap.
That's
people
sad.
Canceled orders and unfriended them and made nasty comments on their post. As here they are. All they wrote was more love, less hate. Which you'd think, how could that be wrong?
Right.
And yet, that drove people to, again, cancel orders, drop as followers of the business, and they find themselves as a little business, a little, you know, hole in the wall sort of cookie or
right.
bake shop in East Texas, it's a problem.
Confectioner.
In fact, it's a miracle they survived the pandemic to begin with, right?
Right.
So here they are. They do these cookies for Pride Month. They catch a bunch of crap for it. Now they find themselves getting orders canceled. And the next thing you know, as they post this, they've got lines down the street of people supporting them. And the support...
Oh, look at that.
It's lines down the street.
That's
lovely. I don't like to use this word anymore because we've overused it, but literally lines down the street.
It's huge.
Incredible.
It's that's beautiful because for as many people as are, you know, loudly expressing their hate, there's plenty of people who are like, that's not something to cast derision on. We're talking about other people here. It's not. That makes me so happy to see it. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go support that business.
That's what has happened nationwide.
That's beautiful.
So that's the beauty of, you know, the flip side to all that, you know, mob mentality online is here's an opportunity for people who say, no, we're not going to let you win. We're going to step up and keep them in business. And they're doing better than ever. So congratulations.
This is fantastic.
Y'all
are the best ever. We've sold out of everything. We'll reopen with rainbow cookies and all things glorious tomorrow. Cheers to all you lovely humans. Look at those empty shelves. That is beautiful. They sold out everything. That's beautiful. And that's the way, that is a better way to express yourself with your support.
Agreed.
Shut up, you trolls.
So confections in East Texas, everyone. Let's maybe rally and keep that going for them rather than have them sell out one day and the next day find themselves with too many cookies. What did we do?
Our expectations were too high.
We thought Happy Days were here again and leg kicks and jazz hands. And the next thing you know, now we've got cookies going bad in our, oh no.
Do they have a website?
I don't know. I didn't look it up, but they're called Confections in East Texas. The town is actually called Lufkin.
Oh, I found it. Okay, great. I'm going to order some stuff from them.
There you go. I figured that we would want to show that company some support and some love.
Yeah, that is
since
lovely.
Since their own town decided not to.
Oh, bastards.
All right, so this is the story I teased you with a couple breaks ago, and then I just didn't realize that we were going to get busy. And a woman who was just sitting on the beach soaking some sun.
Yeah. Doo-doo-doo.
Was impaled by a beach umbrella in Maryland 3 years ago and has now sued the town and the umbrella business that was renting them, claiming... their negligence resulted in serious injury. Jill Mendegrel from Pennsylvania was lounging on the beach in Ocean City, Maryland on her first day of vacation when an umbrella was swept up by gusts of wind and planted in her chest.
Oh,
that's awful.
You hear people say, I'm down on my luck, or I had some bad luck. And then if you ask them enough questions, you realize, well, you made some bad decisions there. This is just a person sitting there on the beach on vacation. That is bad luck. That's a one in a million shot that the umbrella catches the wind and plants in her chest.
That is, it's almost worse than bad luck. It's like somebody up there was out to get her. Like, that is such a specific, like, Cupid's arrow, you know?
Right.
It's, that is awful.
Rescuers had to cut off the end of the umbrella, leaving the tip inside her.
Oh, God.
As they transported her to a hospital. They say that it required surgery for the wound in her chest. And to this day, she has back pain, pelvic pain, numbness in her right arm and hand, and a range of mental health conditions, among other ailments. So her complaint now is, of course, looking for, you know, some
right
payment,
little,
you know,
cha-ching,
right? Pain and suffering, everyone. You've heard the term, right? Mm-hmm. They argue that none of this would have happened if the town of Ocean City and the company that rents the umbrellas and beach chairs and boogie boards had been more careful about the things that are out there in the wind. They don't have signs saying An umbrella
secure
will catch
umbrella.
The wind and fly. Well, do and you we've need all, a sign for that?
That's the thing. I mean, honestly, the person at blame here is Mr. Wind. Like, it's... I've had... Who hasn't? You bring an umbrella to the beach and a gust of wind picks it up and you chase after it and you plug it back into the
I've ground. Never brought an umbrella to the beach, but I do know someone who has. It was my girlfriend. And she brought one and the wind caught it and I was the donkey running down the beach trying to catch the thing. Right. And I'll tell you what.
Well, I want the umbrella.
Don't go, bring go umbrellas to the beach. They're pointless. No.
They're the not pointless. No. I want to be able to relax and read my book without the glare of the sun. I just want my legs.
You know what
to
they say about shark attacks? How you can't get attacked if you stay on land?
Yeah.
The same is true of the sun. If you don't want to be in the sun, go indoors.
I want to be in the sun a little bit, but I want to have a little shade over the top of me. Just makes it a little more comfortable for me.
Anyway,
all.
We don't know where this is going to end, but the lawsuit seeks more than $150,000 from the city and from the rental company. That
will she get it? You think? I mean,
I don't.
Does that,
I don't.
Does it become their
problem? I don't see how you can. I really don't.
Do they now have to put signs everywhere that say, or maybe they have to have it attached to a brick or something so that they? Although that's going to go. Look at these. Look at all of these. We're looking
Bryn
at...
Bryn found footage of wind blowing 1,000 umbrellas.
1,000 umbrellas are being blown down the beach. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It's bound
well,
to happen.
Well, you know, it is the wind, the ocean, they're all right there.
They
I
are.
Don't know.
It's maybe they need to have... You know how the umbrella that you have in your backyard, you've got like a weight on it? There's a big solid base. Maybe we need... Oh, they're saying plant them 16 inches down. That's not going to help. It's well, sand. For God's
right.
sake.
No, I
don't look
think...
at these people trying to show you how to safely use an umbrella. Thank you. Thanks so much. Yeah, I'm going
to
carry
and then
my
they
16
go back to the footage of
down the...
There's at least 20 of them flying down the beach at full speed.
Oh, it's...
Anyway, I will try to follow up on that sure. and let you know if, in fact, she wins any money. But to yeah. me...
But impaled through the chest. I mean, it's one thing to get poked with the thing. Another thing to have it go through you.
Yeah, that's some seriously bad luck.
Very.
And you know what? I haven't looked into her past. Maybe she's shady.
Yeah, maybe it's karma.
House guests.
I love them.
What?
They're so great. I love house guests.
Oh, you're right.
I'm about to be one, so I have to.
All right.
Yeah, staying with my mom.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've had people over. Or mm-hmm. maybe not. I don't know what you're up to. You can mm-hmm. have anyone you want in your house, but if you do any of this stuff, you probably weren't a great guest before the pandemic, and you probably won't be now.
All right.
They say a couple people or a couple things on the list have to do with the way you treat people's sofas.
Oh.
Putting your feet on someone's couch with your shoes on.
Oh, that's mm-mm. a huge no-no.
No.
Wiping your dirty hands on the sofa.
Who does that?
I don't know. Guests, I guess. I don't know.
Well, kids.
Going upstairs or into someone else's bedroom uninvited. Oh, let me get a look around here. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me see how you've done your room. Is a room private or is a room open for guests to take a tour through?
If I offer a tour, then I'll take you to the rooms. But it is weird when someone walks into your room. And my kids would lose their minds.
Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, if God's someone sake, went in their rooms?
I don't think I've set foot in my youngest kid's room in a year. I'm not allowed.
Really?
In yeah, I'm not allowed.
You don't?
I don't know what he's got going on in there.
You don't ever feel like you should survey what's happened in there?
No, I leave the vacuum cleaner outside, and a dust thing and some pledge, and then I say I want these back in an hour. Do clean your room. I don't want to know. I have no...
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's not... Wow. Solid parenting, solid parenting. Mm-hmm. Leave the kid alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. These are guest behaviors you should consider if you're going to be traveling. Bringing a dog without asking first.
Oh, yeah, no. Please let someone know so that they can refer you to an acceptable kennel. Some people are allergic to dogs, you know, or whatever pet
well,
you're bringing with
you. Well, look, if you have a house without a dog... You probably don't. There's probably a reason, and you probably don't want dog hair in your house. So the visitor who shows up and says, "Hi, we're here," that sucks.
Yeah, we're here, and here's our dog. Especially if you have like a cat or something, Because now, you know, it's, and then you got to put the dog in your backyard, and then they're digging up your stuff, and you're just like, oh my God, kill me. Why is this happening? I was trying
to be behaviors nice. That are considered unkind include going through someone's medicine cabinet.
Oh, I do that.
Change taking over the TV. Oh, yeah, oh. You know what? I usually watch at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, you're like, I'm watching something, but what might that be?
Yeah. Well, I'm the
Lifetime
guest, so I get to pick.
Has a wonderful show that I love. Oh, great.
You're going to love this.
Super.
Can you get me some popcorn?
Not taking the hint that it's time to leave. You've never had a guest stay too long, have you, Sarah?
Oh, no. No, never. Never. Thanks for asking.
Showing up for a visit and then asking to stay.
Walking in and doing a bag drop.
Right.
I just thought we'd stay here tonight.
Other things on the list, leaving the toilet seat up, asking for the Wi-Fi password.
Oh, that's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
What?
There's nothing wrong with that. Fine, here's the password. And actually, these days on an iPhone, you can just send them the password. It just automatically hooks it up. And then you don't have to tell them what it is.
This is one for the youngster. Well, everybody dates now. It doesn't matter. Your age isn't necessary to the dating scene, I guess. How many dates does it take before you know you like someone and might want to get serious?
Oh,
that's a
snap.
Question to ask as we head into summer.
Three
summer
to five.
Love's a thing, right?
3 to 5 dates. I'm like, I really like this person. If I've gone on a third date, I'm probably pretty into them, right?
About half of people say 3 dates or less is enough to tell.
Oh.
That's what I was going to say. 3 strikes, you're out. You know? If there's something by the third, then nothing.
Right. Because why would you keep going?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't sense something.
Do you think... Well, I'm curious because I absolutely... I have a vibe after the first date.
Right.
That's why there's a second. So to me, I'm already leaning in after the first date or I'm not... There isn't a second date. There are things that can happen as you get to know them that might cancel, you know...
Some bad thing.
Further dates.
Right.
But I agree that, you know, by the third, if there's, you know, if you haven't uncovered something
delicious.
No, well, I was thinking
delightful.
If you haven't uncovered a reason to not by the third, I think it's time to bone, don't you?
No.
What?
Wait for it.
It's just like the first date's just practically an interview. It's awkward.
An interview.
Yeah.
Well, you see how easy the convo is.
Yeah.
Like, is he holding up his end?
Both people are nervous.
Keep it short, too. First date.
Yeah, keep it
Not
short.
Not Hooman, though. Hooman's like, hey, first date, let's go stay at a place in Napa for 3 days and do a balloon ride. Hot air balloon ride.
Hot air balloons. That's the one, man.
What? That was so weird.
On
so
a then, first date?
So you're trapped weirdest... with this person.
Yeah.
Oh, oh,
with Hooman. You're trapped with Hooman.
That would be my nightmare.
Oh, boy. Remember that? Oh, man. There was all this weirdness with the tub, and then somebody was tied to a chair. I can't even remember all the stuff. It was crazy.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Always looking for your text. Let's see here. When my mother-in-law comes to visit, she always brings her little dog without asking us. It always has accidents in her house, and she always stays days longer than she said she would. I find it so rude. Yeah, all that sounds rude.
It is rude. And then the problem is it puts you in a position where you have to say that you're not down. And it makes you the rude person. It's almost like people just... It's like they can do it on purpose. It's like when someone brings someone to your house that you were expecting... You know, you've got... dinner set for 8 and there's 8 plates and then someone shows up with someone and you're all, well, I have 8 chicken breasts and 8, I guess we could all cut a little piece of ours off to
boo.
Because you're the rude person if you turn someone away at the door and like now you've got to be rude to someone's face.
Right.
It's just such a it puts you in such an awkward position. You have to suck it up or you have to be the a-hole. And I hate that. Oh,
I wanna,
etiquette,
before
man.
We break, I want to thank 415. It says, Bryn, you're falling down on the... I did this. I said this, and then I went, huh? No
what?
Drum hit. All right.
Oh, no.
Bryn, you're falling down on the job. Story about a lady that had been impaled by a beach umbrella. Sarah says, maybe it's karma. And Vinny says, maybe she's shady.
Oh, that
drum
was
hit.
Oh, I get the drum hit now. I didn't even pick
catch
that up.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that was a good one.
Maybe
on
she's
job,
we all miss it.
Oh, all right. God. Burn. Okay.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't even notice it. Really well done. I mean, I heard you say it, but I didn't put it together. That was a really good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Solid.
Right, I'm going to let
slipped
that
right
one.
By me. Sorry
well,
about that.
Well, you know, sometimes clever is goes. It's
yeah, it's too smart right over my head.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes clever is stupid.
I'm accused of being too smart all the time. That's something
Simple
everyone says
is
about
clever
me.
And clever is stupid.
All right, let's break.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.